We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Talking some Major League Baseball, Chris Rose joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, host of MLB Network's Intentional Talk. Chris, how you doing?
Doing great. What's going on out there in my old stomping grounds at least for 8 weeks every year?
Well, we're cold, and we're hoping to warm up at some point, but I think a lot of enthusiasm is extremely warm as we're waiting to see what this Brewers team is going to bring this year. But the one thing that keeps cropping up over and over and over again, much like it did throughout the season last year, is what about this pitching staff? When you look at the Cubs, if everybody performs, if Lester and Darvish and they, you know, their lineup perform the way they're supposed to, they should be pretty darn good. The Brewers have a good offense, but give me your thoughts on their pitching staff.
Well, I mean, when we're talking about pitching staff, we're talking about starting rotation here, because outside of Chacin, nobody has really locked down a spot at this point. I think that obviously you'll see Woodruff in there and a few other guys, but they're not going to be able to step on the gas the way they did in September and October. You just can't make it through a season. And not that it's a huge deal, but you even saw it yesterday when Jeffers left after three pitches. You have to be really careful when you utilize bullpen the way they did last year. And I have no complaints at all what Craig Counsell did. I mean, he got creative because he truly had to, and it was the best way for that squad to win. But I remember talking to Andrew Miller at the end of 2016, then with the Indians, and in the World Series, he was like, yeah, I'm dragging. I'll be honest with you, I'm really tired, but we just got to push through. And then you almost saw some collateral damage the next two seasons because of it. I think he was on the DL five times. Now, Miller's a little bit older than, you know, a Josh Hader and all that, had more wear and tear. But the point is that when you run those guys into the ground, you just have to be careful the following season. So they're going to need some starting arms to step up.
So offensively speaking, they pick up Yasmani Grandal. They bring Moustakas back. We already know their outfield pretty much set with Yelich, Kane, and Braun. Arcia, we're hoping, has a full season of offense rather than a half a season of offense. They seem to be like they could go almost pound for pound, blow for blow with about anybody in the division. Do you see it that way?
Totally. I mean, I think those top three teams are fantastic, and I actually think that this division has the most depth of anyone in baseball, 1 through 5. Let's remember the Pirates finished over 500, and the Reds have made some monumental moves that will at least make them more entertaining to watch. I still think they finish between 75 and 78 wins, but they're not going to be a 60-win team. So there's a lot of depth. There's a lot of competition among those top three teams. I'm always curious to see which GM or team president's willing to pull the trigger on a July trade. And it wouldn't shock me if all three of those top teams made some sort of significant move, depending on health and what might be ailing them at that given time.
Talking with Chris Rose of MLB Network's Intentional Talk. You can hear him all throughout the year. See him on Major League Baseball Network. It's airing live during spring training every day leading up to opening day. Make sure you catch him there. So where are you right now? Are you guys in Arizona and down in Florida?
No, we're actually just in our respective studios.
Okay.
Kevin and I were in Arizona at the beginning of last week, and one of the teams that we visited was the Milwaukee Brewers. And so we both got a great vibe. I mean, it's just a good group of guys, and I get it. When you win 96 games, you're going to be in a better mood. When you make it to Game 7 in the NLCS, everybody smiles the following year. But it's really a good group of guys, and I'm a big Craig Counsell fan, or as Millar likes to call him, Rudy. I don't think he's ever called him Craig or Counts or whatever a day in his life. It's just been Rudy the whole time. I actually asked your skipper if that bothers him. He's like, nah. He's like, he probably doesn't even know my name. So I said, yeah, that sounds about right. But they're just an impressive squad, man. They're good. They're fun. And they'll be in it all season long. I'm excited for them.
Last year I came into camp and I talked to Travis Shaw, and Shaw was excited because he said, look, almost every face in this clubhouse is the same. We couldn't wait to get together. We're like a family. You can pretty much say that again this year, even with the additions of a guy like Moustakas. The only real big name to come back into this thing would be Yasmani Grandal. Everybody else is the mm-hmm. same. So when you say they're in a good place and it's a really good group of guys, it really is. I don't know how much sabermetrics people get crazy because you can't quantify that to anything. But I think there is a continuation process to see the same faces, have the same feeling. It's not like you're trying to reenact something that wasn't there with guys that weren't there the previous year. There is something to seeing the same faces again, right?
There is. There definitely is. And also, how many long-term deals do they have out there with guys? I mean, they signed Kane to a five-year. Yelich is in the middle of an extremely team-friendly contract. I know that Braun, I think, is starting the second year of his five-year extension. But outside of that, how many guys? I mean, Grandal's a one-year deal, right? So if it works mm-hmm. out, great. And if it doesn't, oh, well, it's 1 year. I mean, that's the benefit of signing that sort of stuff. And same with Moustakas. So, you know, if you're a Brewers fan, you're hoping that it all comes together again. You hope that the magical ride continues. But if for whatever reason it doesn't, you're not tied down the way some of these franchises are.
You look at what the Cardinals have done and the Reds have done. How much better, how much more competitive, how tough is this National League Central in your eyes?
I just told you. I think it's the best of the. I think it's the deepest of the six divisions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we do our yearly predictions on opening day, so I haven't quite decided who I'm going to pick to win the Central. You know, there's just a few things that scare me about each of the top three teams. You know, for the Brewers, it's can they get more than one guy to throw 160 innings like last year? For the Cubs, they're rotation is aging. You know, do Lester and Hamels and Quintana fall off a cliff at some point? And when does Brandon Morrow help the back end of that bullpen? With the Cardinals, the injuries have already started. I mean, Carlos Martinez, we didn't know if he was going to be a starter or a key piece in the bullpen. He's already been shut down for a while. And their defense was absolutely atrocious a season ago. So can they improve there? So they all have warts. They're not monumental issues, but enough to say there's not a clear-cut favorite among those three. Like, I could pick one of the three out of a hat and make an argument for them.
There's talk, obviously, there's still some starting pitching that's out there. Dallas Keuchel's a name that's been kicked around a lot. Do you think I mean, just from your time down there, and I'm heading down there this Saturday, but do you think that the Brewers would consider grabbing a guy like Dallas Keuchel and going after and trying to solidify that starting rotation to say, hey, we're going to try to push those chips to the middle of the table?
No, I don't. I don't see it. I would think they're more likely to add a piece during the year. I mean, whether that's a Madison Bumgarner for a couple months, or somebody else that could help them. That, you know, I mean, if it's a multi-year guy that's available, like last year we saw Chris Archer get dealt, and the Pirates had to give up some substantial pieces that I think are going to help the Rays this season quite a bit. Do you want a guy for more than one bite at this apple? But, you know, there's guys to be had, so I wouldn't expect them to get tied down in a major contract at this point.
The offense we talked a little bit about, but the bench depth is what really kind of came into play last year in comparison to some of the teams that are out there. I mean, I know the Brewers have got some guys they like. They also have some guys that are really kind of starting to knock at the door in the minors that we're waiting to see if come up. Mauricio Dubon comes to mind. Keston Hira comes to mind. How good are the Brewers right now? How well are they set for the future and for their bench depth?
Well, I mean, right now their bench depth is excellent, because you've got guys that can start on other teams like an Hernan Perez or an Eric Thames. You know, those are guys, those are proven major leaguers that aren't going to be playing every day, right? Mm. And I know they're trying to shave Braun's playing time to keep him fresh for the stretch run and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, I mean, they traded Domingo Santana. I know he had a terrible year last year, but he was a 30-homer guy the season before and a guy that could help them. You know, so they've got Ben Gamel in there now, I believe, and you know, it's a good bench. I mean, here's the thing I always feel like the Cubs the last couple of years and the Dodgers have had too many starters, starting position players, on their bench. And, yes, the Dodgers have made it to consecutive World Series, but you always heard, like, okay, am I playing? Am I not playing? Like, bench guys need a role. They need to know that they're going to start once or twice a week, and they'll help out wherever else they can. But when you feel like you're still a starter on the bench, that's when things can get a little rickety. And so I think that that's part of the deal with Council moving forward.
How difficult is it, in your opinion, for Council to – because, look, I think there's a lot of us that believe what they did last year was amazing. And I know the outside world looked in and said, I don't know how they can do this. And you're right. I don't think they can do this to press those guys with that rotation like that throughout the entire season without gassing everybody out. But how difficult is it going to be to replicate, duplicate, and push all the right buttons the way Council did last year? And that, and also in losing your pitching coaches, both DJ, yeah, Derek Johnson, and Lee Tunnell, who created a culture with that staff. How difficult do you think that's going to be?
Yeah, that's an adjustment. I think the pitching coach situation is one to keep an eye on. But as far as pushing the right buttons, I mean, I mentioned this a half dozen times a year on Intentional Talk. The position is called manager. It's not called coach. It's called manager, which means that he's managing people. That's what he does for a living. And I think that's what you really have to do for 162 games. Like, you have to figure out when a game on June 30th, I've got some guys that are tired in that bullpen. And, yeah, it's a one-run game, and it's still winnable. But you know what? I'm going to ease off today because I know that that's going to help me in August and September. You know, he has to be, Craig's been around this game for a long time in a lot of different roles, and there are a few guys in baseball that I think are more well-respected in that seat than him.
And I tell you what, it's always a pleasure, Chris. I appreciate you joining us for a couple of minutes. We're going to catch you on the Intentional Talk on the MLB Network. Been watching the stuff all spring training long. I love the stuff, and obviously you got a lot of renewed fans coming from the Milwaukee Brewers fan base as well, and we'll catch you there all the way through spring training leading up to opening day, and I'm sure we'll talk again throughout the season. I appreciate it.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, pal, talk to you later. There you go. Chris Rose joining us from the MLB Network and Intentional Talk. He does it with Kevin Millar and the co-host there. Again, it's Intentional Talk on the MLB Network. It airs live spring training baseball every day leading up to opening day, and you can always catch him right there. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.